I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
On Friday, September 6th, it's the 30th annual AMS Welcome Back Barbecue at McInnis Field, featuring Felix Cartel, Current Swell, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, and MGH of Glory Days.
I got a bottle of pills. I got nicotine.
For more information, go to amsevents.ubc.com.
Ever thought about studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website.
And welcome to the first day back. We are at Live at Lunch, presented by AMS First Week and CITR. CITR is brought to you live in front of the sub here, so come on down, listen to some awesome tunes today with us. We are also on the air at 101.9 on the FM dial, so you can tune into us there and CITR.ca. Just to plug CITR a little bit more here, guys, we're having an open house tomorrow on the second floor of the sub. Come by, hang out with some awesome people, eat some food, learn about radio, and the awesome things that are involved in that. So that's going to be going on today as well as Live at Lunch all the way across this week and next week, just to bring you guys some tunes while you sit and eat your lunch. So today we're having an awesome band who's just setting up beside me. Vancouver's very own. Are you guys ready for us?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, here we are. Dead Ghosts, guys. Thanks so much.
Cool, it's a cool skill. into my eyes, I'm feeling so high. Yeah, baby, does it every time. Oh, you know I'm feeling so fucking fried.
Played to 12 people.
It's like 20.
My mistake.
Try to hold back the tears in my eyes. said. Oh, I've been here waiting, girl, now that I am in. So when it comes to you, I try to hold back the tears in my eyes, cause darling, I do. No right, I made a lot of mistakes in my life, yeah. When it comes to you, you're mine, girl, I told you that losing the time, you know it will. Don't lie, or this love will forever die. Darling, I got it. Oh, come on, where you going? Stick around, you know. Yeah. I want to know. I want to know. It's really cold today, so you want to make sure you get all your dead ghost sweaters over here. Really, $20 for you, free. Just take them. There are the cassettes are $5. Better off alone. I don't remember when we were young. I don't remember having much fun. And on the weekend, I would stay inside and you would call me, baby. I would run and hide for gold. You don't belong to me no more. Oh, you're
Live at Lunch. This is Dead Ghost. Can we get a
crowd is crazy.
Woo!
How's lunch?
So this is brought to you by AMS First Week and CITR 101.9. I'm going to say that a lot, so get that drilled into your head. So this band has apparently a storyteller amongst them. Mo would like to tell us a story about one of their tour adventures.
Hi. Yeah, it's not much of a story. It's one that could be told, though.
Yeah.
We toured with this other Vancouver band called Indian Wars, and we went down the West Coast, and we were down at San Diego, and we were going up to Reno, and we were driving along the I-5, and they were going slow, and so then, like, we're going back and forth, like, tagging each other on the highway, and then finally, I was passing them, and then as soon as I noticed I was passing them, they were veering off to the I-5, and we were going off to the, like, whatever it was, like, the 1. We quickly put out the map, because it's like, there's no way to turn around, and it's like, we looked at the map, it's like, well, it looks like it's just going to be a shorter distance to Reno. So, like, oh, sweet. I was kind of frazzled from the night before, and just kind of pissed that we were, like, veering off track kind of thing. So Brian started driving. I pass out in the back. All of a sudden, I wake up, like, I don't know, like, an hour and a half later, and I notice, like, the car itself is at like a 45 degree angle, and we're just going up this mountain. And I'm like, where are we? He's like, I don't know. We're just like following the road and just going en route to this on this map. You see the elevation signs going like higher and higher. I'm like, well, it'll be fine. Like, as long as you don't hit like 9,000 elevation, we're okay. 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. No, I think it was like a 9. It peaked, but it's completely ice. Like, the road is, like, in the middle of a blizzard. Only local traffic is allowing through. We finally get to the peak, start coming down. Brian's literally white-knuckling. Like, we're all, like, we're glued to the dash, just terrified. People are, like, it was just crazy. It was just, like, I've never been in, like, that situation. I'm from Edmonton, and I've never been in, like, a icy snowstorm that we were in. And then finally we get down into the Reno area. Get cell phone reception again. And then the guys are calling. It's like, Reno's just closed out. 2 feet of snow there. Once we get the Indian Wars got us snow chains. We couldn't leave the city without having snow chains. And then all of a sudden, like, once we leave Reno, literally 2 feet of snow dropped in, like, the time that took us to drive through this mountain. We missed our show. Side note.
In conclusion. Yeah. Nice.
We missed the show. And it took us, I think we drove about 16 hours home. And, yeah, that was a pretty brutal way to end the tour, yeah.
Very nice. So Dead Ghost and their tour adventures, guys. So listen up. We'll be having Live at Lunch all this week and all next week. The rest of the week we have, tomorrow we have The Oz, and on Friday we have Christy Lane Sinclair. Sorry about that. And so hear and listen up again to Dead Ghost.
this shit's all the same. You're planning a West Coast trip, I hope. She won't get high. Try spinning out a different line. All your friends, they just wanna get by. Yeah, they wanna get paid. Let's call your name. And that shit's all the same. If you're planning a West Coast trip, I hope be the remain. It's that same old feeling once again. Better watch your back, boy. It's your only friend. Yeah, it's that same. Better watch your back, boy. It's your only friend. So I win the bottle is dry. Try spinning out a different line. All your friends, they just wanna get high. And that's why they care. Let's call on your name. And that shit's all the same. I'm planning a West Coast trip on it, and I feel the room, man, yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la, whoa. over again. Oh yeah, but yeah, it's over now. Set me free. It's over now. Set me free. It's over now, little girl. You gotta set me free. Come on, set me free. Hey. Well, parking lots are not a lot of fun. Yeah, when we go out, we don't talk to anyone. Oh yeah, but yeah, it's over now. Set me free. It's over now. Set me free. It's over now, little girl. You gotta set me free. Y'all set me free. Hey. Oh, yeah. How much is vinyl? $15.
Walk away. Oh, will you tell me your plan that way? Because I.
time to come out right now. Oh yeah, I want your love.
They were rocking much too hard, so we broke a string over here. So, hi guys, Live at Lunch once again, presented by CITR 101.9. Yeah! Get a little applause, a smattering of applause. I like it. Okay, so again, talking about CITR, we are an on-campus radio station, co-op, and campus and community, and we're having an open house tomorrow. So come, check us out, volunteer. You can write for Discorder, you can hang out in our lounge, you can listen to music, do cool things like that. So yeah, so come by, it's cool. again, Live at Lunch runs all this week, and next week we have a bunch of cool bands coming over, so you guys just listen every time at every lunch at 12. I'm running out of things to say. So we have a little bit of a cool thing coming up for Dead Ghosts. Mo, do you want to tell us about what's going on with Dead Ghosts?
Next week we're going to, I love the reverb on this. We're going to Europe next week for a full European tour.
Can we get a smattering of applause for the Europe tour? Yeah, pretty cool, guys. Vancouver's own. And so what does that look like for you guys?
We're going to a bunch of countries, basically. it's nice. What's nice about Europe's like they really like just like American-style garage rock, and you get taken care of really well there. It's really fun.
Nice.
It's like the people are great there. The people that, you know, they cook for us. They will make us breakfast sometimes too.
Food.
Sweet. Yeah, it's great.
Always. And
always like going to like gas stations, they have like fresh baguettes and like nice deli meats and cheeses. It's pretty sweet. Yeah, we're spoiled there.
So pretty much just going for the food, I think, is.
Yeah, that's
yeah. And playing music on the side, kind of once in a while, you know.
Just to get the food, though.
What's the, like, what kind of destination are you most excited about?
We're stoked on going to Slovenia and Italy this time.
Nice.
So we didn't go to those places last time. And France and Spain are great.
Good standbys.
Yeah.
So from the sounds of it, you guys have already done this once.
Yeah, we went in March. We went...
February, March.
Because it's just, like, literally the coldest time. It, like, yeah, we only like touring when it snows. It snowed in Madrid. It was just, like... Yeah, it was insane. Like, our fan didn't have, like... It was either, like, no heat or just full-blown, like, inferno.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like, it was just too
inferno.
Much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So besides the food and some of the destinations, anything else you guys are excited about?
The record shops they have.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Yeah, it's just in general just nice. It's just meeting people. Like, most of us are just, like, introverted guys, too, so it's, like, it forces us to meet people, or just, like, people come up to us kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because, like, yeah, we're...
Very, very cool.
Closed off guys.
So how often do you guys tour? From the sounds of it, 2 European tours in 1 year. That's a lot of touring already. How often do you guys tour?
This is the most we've ever done, basically. We've done it a couple times. Well, not Europe, but we've done the West Coast a couple times. And one North American, which was... Not a full North American, it was just like up to the Midwest and back.
Yeah, so you've done some of the states as well, a little bit?
Yeah, but very I mean, cool. Yeah, we had...
A harder crowd, do you find, than Europe in like the states, western kind of areas?
Oh yeah.
Not quite.
Ice cold someplace.
Yeah.
It's just different. They get so many more bands. Like the states, Europe's appreciative of like us coming all the way over to there to play, whereas like bands are constantly touring in the States. It's like another thing, you know.
Yeah, just another.
That's why
one.
It's kind of a culture shock for Europeans to come over here sometimes. If you're a smaller band trying to make it, you know, noise.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah,
that's very exciting. We still got our rock star over here trying to fix the string.
It's okay. I've got a story.
Oh, nice. We like stories.
Yeah. So last time we were in Europe, we just got off a ferry and we realized that we were almost out of gas, and And so we were in Denmark, and we were going over a bridge, and we ran out of gas, and we just coasted down the bridge. And then we had to walk to this this diner, and this girl was really nice, like phoned up a bunch of places to see how much it would cost for someone to bring us like a jerry can with some gas, and it was something ridiculous, like 350 euros, and we couldn't really do that, so she just offered to drive us after work to get us some gas, which was pretty cool, but it was pretty funny at the time. It was like the windiest, just like the windiest day ever. We were like running against the wind, and it was just like, and we were running at jogging speed. It was ridiculous.
Well, it was crazy because like we asked them like, what's the average wind temperature? Because it was insane. It was like, because that's actually why part of the reason why we ran out of gas was the wind was, because I was maxing out. Like I had the van floored, and we were doing like 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
it was insane. It was 75 kilometer an hour winds that we were dealing with there. Like again, the coldest tour ever. You know.
So you seem to be the driver of the group from the sounds of it. Is that kind of a common theme?
Yeah, only like mainly for the fact that I get car sick when other people drive.
yeah, that's good. Admitting the fault is a good one. Okay. How are we doing over here? Okay, tune in. As he's tuning up, remind you again, CITR 101.9, top of the sub. It's cool. There's cool people. There's cool people standing in the front here and dancing. And there's cool people over here. We have merch. We have t-shirts. We also have records for a dollar if you can, like, there's some really cool gems in there. So just come check it out. Sift through all of our albums. And, yeah, you can pick out anyone you want for a dollar. And then we have t-shirts. And as Dead Ghost was saying before, they also have sweatshirts, vinyl, cassette tapes, kicking it old school, shirts, all that sort of stuff, as well as free Discorder magazines out of the table. Come say hi. Come talk to us. We'd love to talk to you guys. And, yeah, so are you guys almost there? Prepped? Oh, I've been handed something. Okay, so apparently I'm talking about Live at Lunch more. So obviously today, guys, is Dead Ghosts. I was talking about tomorrow we have Friday, Christy Lynn Sinclair. Lane, I can't seem to say her name right. Christy Lane Sinclair. Monday, we have Jay Arner. Tuesday, we have Praying for Greater Portland. Wednesday, we have Lie. Thank you. Thursday, Sleuth. And Friday, Hooves. So just come out anytime, guys. 12 to 2, we have jams. We have cool people. We have stories about mountains and wind and things. And European travels. We have Lucy Stalling on the microphone. We have all these cool things.
Woo.
At Live at Lunch. Okay. Play some, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Live at Lunch. CITR 101.9. Yeah? Okay, they're gonna play a song for us. Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.
All right, here we go.
Sorry about that. That's
the real thing.
Go!
we got one more song left.
One more song?
Two more songs? How much time we got, sir? Lucy? What do you think? 10 more songs? Really? 10? I don't know. We've got another 10 songs. This is a 13th floor elevator song. You're gonna wake up one morning when the sun breaks to dawn. You're gonna wake up one morning when the sun breaks to dawn. You're gonna look around and you're my girl. You're gonna find that I'm gone. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. Time, we good? All right, that's all we got. Thanks a lot. We're Dead Ghosts. We got one more. We got word. We got one more song. We're almost out. We got one more. We actually have 1 8-minute song left, which is weird because all the other ones are a minute and a half. I'll break all my strings. Okay. That doesn't sound good. We have an 8-minute version of Woolly Bully. It's
a one-sided 12-inch.
It's an original. We wrote it. As Joel said, we wrote it in 1967. It's original. Too small, and if your friends Dead Ghosts.
Check one more time for Dead Ghosts. Thanks so much, guys. And you're listening to, again, Live at Lunch. That was Dead Ghosts, and we are on CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. Also listening on CITR.ca. If you guys are getting a little scared from the rain, it's okay. You can go inside and on CITR.ca or CITR 101.9. And also, if you aren't scared of the rain and you're awesome, you can stick around for DJ Spencer, a.k.a. DJ Spender, a.k.a. Turtle Man, according to him. So we're going to have some more tunes coming up here, guys, by Spencer. And thanks so much, everyone, for sticking around. CITR and AMS first week event here, Live at Lunch, all this week, all next week. And come hang out with us, CITR. Woo! Thanks so much, guys.
DJ Dan Shakespeare on air here. Oh, I just made it here. I had to do this all on my own. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a plumber at my house. I had to... and I was rushing over here because I thought that the bus left at 12:02, but it now leaves at 12:11. And there was a whole bunch of people that I could just... Yeah, I could just not deal with. That whole crowd out there. I was just trying to pass through saying, I'm going to be on air in 10 minutes. I'm going to be on air in 5 minutes. Ah! Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So, yeah. Yeah, so, and, Ooh, yeah, oh, I forgot my sheets in here. Okay, I know, this show's boring, everybody, but... Yes. Oh, hang on. Here's my first song for the year. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say this is my 20th episode. Yeah. Laid back by the sheepdogs. Okay, well, I have to make sure that there's no promo. I don't think that there is, but... Okay, here it is. Better start.